true.
Oh, then I see Queen Mab hath been with you. She's the fairy's midwife, and she comes in shape no bigger than an agate stone on the forefinger of an alderman, drawn with a team of little atomy over men's noses as they lie asleep. A chariot is an empty hazelnut made by the joiner squirrel or old grubbed. I'm out of mind the fairy's coachmakers. A wagon spokes made of long spinner's legs, the cover of the wings of grasshoppers, the traces of the smallest spider web. Her collars of the moonshine's watery beams, a whip of cricket's bone, the lash of film, a wagoner, a small grey-coated gnat not half so big as a round little worm pricked from the lazy finger of a maid. And in this state, she gallops night by night through lovers' brains, and then they dream of love, or courtiers' knees that dream on curtsies straight, or lawyers' fingers who straight dream on fees, or ladies' lips who straight on kisses dream, which oft the angry Mab with blisters plays because their breaths with sweetmeats tainted are. Sometimes she gallops o'er a courtier's nose, and then dreams he of smelling out a suit, and sometime comes she with a tithe pig's tail, tickling a parson's nose as Eliza asleep. Then he dreams of another benefice. Sometimes she driveth on a soldier's neck, and then dreams he of cutting foreign throats.
Yes!
Of breeches, ambuscados, Spanish blades, yes, of health's 5 fathom deep. And then anon, drums in his ear. But she starts and wakes, and being thus frighted, swears a prayer or two, and sleeps again. This is that very Mab that plats the manes of horses in the night, and bakes the elf locks in foul, sluttish hairs, which once untangled much misfortune bodes. This is the hag, when maids lie on their backs, that presses them and learns them first to bear, making them women of good carriage. This is she.
Peace, peace, Mercutio, peace. Thou talkst of nothing.
True. I talk of dreams, which are the children of an idle brain, begot of nothing but vain fantasy, which is as thin of substance as the air, and more inconstant than the wind who woos even now the frozen bosom of the north, and being angered, puffs away from thence, turning his side to the dew-dropping south.
This wind you talk of blows us from ourselves.
Supper is done. We shall come too late.
I fear too early, for my mind misgives some consequence, yet hanging in the stars, shall bitterly begin his fearful date with this night's revels, and expire the term of a despised life closed in my breast by some vile forfeit of untimely death. But he that hath the steerage of my course, direct my sail, unlusty gentlemen!
Strike! Drag!